Good evening, and welcome to our baccalaureate service for the class of 2019. And we are appreciative of the Episcopal Church for hosting the event this year, and thank you to everybody who made it possible. Lynn Sharp is not going to be able to be here, so we'll miss her, but we are thankful for being able to be here this evening. Our students have done a lot of work through the years, and have done some good planning for our event this evening. I'm going to ask Jeff Martello to come on up and lead us in our prayer of invocation.
Today we are here in the presence of God to celebrate the lives in the accomplishment of the Hammondsport Central School graduating class of 2019. Thank you, parents and family, for your support, sacrifice, and love for these students over the years that has guided them to this day. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." Today is an occasion to praise God, to listen to God's words, and to reflect upon the lives of these students and the journey that has brought them to this moment. It's a time to be thankful for the time when dad or mom held your hand as you first got on the school bus or dropped off at school in kindergarten. A time to be grateful for the bus driver that picked you up, for the teachers that have taught you and enlightened you, for the coaches that have encouraged you and challenged you, for the staff that has fed you and cleaned up after you, for your family that has supported you, and for the friends that have walked beside you. Today is also a time to remember the different stages of growth that have taken place along the way. When that eager kindergartner, now in seventh grade, no longer wanted to hold on to mom or dad's hand because it didn't seem cool anymore, and parents had to reluctantly let go so that 12-year-old could begin to grow their own wings. It's a time for parents to remember that scary moment when you rode shotgun for the first time as your child got behind the wheel of your car with their learner's permit to show you how well they could drive. It's a time for grandparents to reflect upon those years and ask themselves, where did the time go, and how did my little grandchild grow up so fast? But most of all, it's a time to remember and thank God for walking beside us all, whether we have realized it or not, and for the blessing that these now graduating seniors are, and for God's unfailing love for each one of us. Let us now bow our heads in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of these students, each known and loved even before they were born. We praise you that they were consecrated by you to the purposes we could not imagine so many years ago. We recognize these students as your children, bearing your image. Their compassion and their creativity mark them as men and women of God, sharing their Creator's likeness. We thank you that you have brought us to this day, rejoicing, a day to remember their journey, a day to pause and look both to the past and to the future. We know that you have great things in store for each student. We pray that they would know that as they embark on this new season of life, that you are there with them with an outstretched hand to hold them and guide them through every season of life. May each one be willing to hold your hand along the way, just like they once did with their own parents many years ago. We cannot imagine the futures to which you are calling them, but we are confident in your ability to use every gift in your own time and for the purposes of your kingdom. Let this baccalaureate remind us of your strength, O God, in bringing these people of faith through trial and difficulty. Let it be a sign of your eternal goodness and our unending gratitude. From this day forward, loving Lord, we ask that you strengthen each one here to follow you in whatever path may best serve you. Guide these young men and women as they seek to find their lives by losing them in you. Merciful and gracious God, hear our prayers for these your children, and may this time of remembrance be a blessing to each one here. Holy Spirit, we ask that we experience your presence as we celebrate these students together with their families. All this we pray in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
I'd like to ask you all to please rise and join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation, America, indivisible, with liberty, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Congratulations. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the guy who'll decide where to go. You'll look up and down streets, look them over with care. And some you'll say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, Of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen and frequently do to people as brainy and footsie as you. And when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening too. Oh, the places you'll go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. You won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be the best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest. Except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on. You will be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump, and the chances are then that you will be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. You will come to a place where the streets are not marked. Some windows are lighted, but mostly they're dark. A place you could sprain both your elbow and chin. Do you dare to stay out? Do you dare to go in? How much can you lose? How much can you win? And if you go in, should you turn left or right? Or right in 3/4? Or maybe not quite? Or go around back and sneak in from behind? Simply, it's not, I'm afraid, you will find, for a mind-maker upper to make up his mind. You can get so confused that you'll start in to race down long wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace and grind on for miles across weirdish wild space, headed, I fear, toward a most useless place, the waiting place, for people just waiting, waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting, waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting, perhaps, for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. No, that's not for you. Somehow you'll escape, and all the waiting and staying, you'll find the bright places where boom bands are playing. With banner flip-flapping, once more you'll ride high, ready for anything under the sky. Ready because you're that kind of a guy. Oh, the places you'll go, there is fun to be done. There are points to be scored, there are games to be won. And the magical things you can do with that ball will make you the winningest winner of all. Fame, you'll be famous as famous can be, with the whole wide world watching you win on TV. Except when they don't, because sometimes they won't. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll play lonely games too, games you can't win because you'll play against you. All alone, whether you like it or not, alone will be something you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. But you will go through the weather. On will you go through your enemy's prowl. On you will go through the haken crack's howl. Onward up many a frightening creek. Though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak. On and on you will hike, and I know you'll hike far and face up to your problems, whatever they are. You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with many strange birds as you go. So be sure when you step, step with care and great tact. And remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft and never mix up your right foot with your left. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98 3/4% guaranteed. Kid, you're going to move mountains.
Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for like the grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about the evil people who prosper, or fret about their wicked schemes.
Good friend, don't forget all that I've taught you. Take to heart my commands. They'll help you live a long, long time, a long life lived full and well. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well, in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life.
This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you will prosper too. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I have carried you into exile.
Try and switch microphones, seeing how this works. Hello, hello. Is that working at all? Okay. So, I wanted to share about the verse we just read. It's a very traditional verse to read at baccalaureate services. And the verse is within the whole context of what was read. It's Jeremiah 29:11. It is what is on the cover of our programs this evening, so everybody can see that. It's, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, to give you a future filled with hope, as it says in our bulletin covers. Plans to prosper you and to give you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. It's a wonderful verse, and it's a wonderful promise for us. But, you know, there are people who complain about it, that it's taken out of context, that just to quote that one little verse, it's talking about something else. So We read the whole context this evening. It is about the nation of Israel. And the people had been unfaithful. They'd gotten taken up in the world around them. They'd forgotten God. And as people turned from God, things got bad. And there became to be a lot of injustice and a lot of things that just were unfair to people. A lot of cruelty. And God was not happy. In fact, Jesus later quoted verses from Jeremiah when he was turning over the tables in the temple. And Matthew tells us Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. And that phrase, den of robbers, is quoted from Jeremiah in chapter 7. So God was not happy with them. The people of Jeremiah's time thought they were safe because the temple was in Jerusalem. So therefore, you know, God's not going to let the temple get destroyed. God's going to protect us just to protect the temple. So there was their little safety image for them. But God's more interested in people than in buildings. God's more interested in justice than in preserving the temple. And so the city was taken and destroyed, and the temple was destroyed, and the people were given a time out, so to speak. They spent 70 years in the city of Babylon, in the empire of Babylon. They were sent away into exile. But God gave them a promise in the middle of all of this. That's when God said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God's always working for our good. And that's a promise we can all hold on to. And all the places you will go. And there will be lots of different directions you will head in the next stage of your life. And you'll have those times, I think, I'm quite sure, that you will feel like you have been sent into exile. We all have those times. Maybe you're going into the military. I don't know if anybody is, but I'm sure somewhere during boot camp you will feel like you are in exile. It won't feel so good. You'll say, why did I ever choose to do this? And maybe you'll really be sent to Babylon, as they were. And we call it Iraq now, and many people are headed that direction. But in all of that, we can know God has a plan and a purpose for you. He wants to give you hope. Right after the promise, God says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and he promises that he will bring us back from those times of exile. Maybe you're headed off to college, and you will be in a new place, maybe somewhere far away. Maybe you'll be surrounded by people you don't know, and there will be challenges that you face, and maybe somewhere along the way you'll say, why did I make this choice? You will feel like you are in exile. But know that God has a plan and a purpose for you. Seek him with all your heart, and he will be there. Maybe you go straight into the world of work. You'll be in a new place, maybe somewhere far away, surrounded by people you don't know, and there will be challenges that you face. There'll be times when you feel overwhelmed. You will feel like you have been sent into exile. I haven't always been a pastor. I've worked a lot of different jobs. And I have found, you know, I start a job out with enthusiasm and some optimism. This is great, you know, new job, new everything, and few days, maybe the next week or so, you get that spot of, you know, is this going to work? Am I going to be able to do all they expect me to do? Can I keep all this stuff straight? Or am I going to get along with all these people? It'll feel strange. But if you press through, if you keep going, if you stick with it, if you persevere, you get through that. And you get through into a comfortable place. Know that God has a plan. God has a purpose. He wants to give you hope and to give you a future. Seek him with all your heart. and he will be there. Maybe you'll get married. Marriage is great. It has its challenges, too. And there will be some times maybe when you feel like you're in exile. You'll say, what am I doing? How did this come about? Why am I here? And know that you can hang in there. You can persevere. You can get through that time, too. And God has a plan, and God has a purpose. He wants to give you hope and a future. Seek him with all your heart, and he will be there. So whatever places you go, wherever you find yourself, know that God has a plan. God has a purpose for your life, and it's a plan to prosper you, not just financial prosperity, but to prosper you in your being, your well-being, your whole self. God wants to prosper you and not to harm you. He has plans to give you hope and a future. Seek him with all your heart, and he will be there. Part of that whole process is knowing what God's plan is. What is God's purpose? What is God's will for my life? And the best place to start is the Bible. So we always give our seniors Bibles. If they want to come, well, we have two kinds of Bibles. One has maybe, I don't know, the more colorful color cover, but this one has a lot of good helps in it as well. So if you're maybe not so familiar, there's a lot of good things to help you find places and navigate your way around. So we're going to pass these out, and I'll let you self-select what you want. Just pass them on down, take the one you want, and we'll see what's left at the end. It's kind of like the divide them up, pass them back. Great. I'm glad to have Pastor Nate Cooper here.
And we could have the seniors please stand. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that every gift that you placed in these seniors, these young men and these young women, would be used for your glory, would be used for your honor. And Father, we thank you for the gift that they are, not to just to their families, not just to their friends, but the gift that they are going to be where you place them. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare that you will give them everything that they need to accomplish everything that you set forth them to accomplish. We declare, Father God, that the words and the promises that you have spoken over them would not return void, but they will accomplish what you have set for them to accomplish. And Father, we just release blessing. We release anointings. We release the power of your Holy Spirit to flow with them, flow through them, that, again, you would be glorified all that they do, all that they say, and all that they are. And Father, we just declare that their identities would be found in you. And so, Father, as we send them forth, again, we just declare your provision, your protection, and your strength. Most of all, Father, we just declare your presence in their lives. We thank you for it, and we give you glory and honor. According to the power of Jesus' name, amen. Please stand for our benediction. Father God, again, we ask that you would go with us. We ask that your presence would follow us, that as we leave this place, we would be found in your protection, your strength. And Father, again, we thank you for the gifts of each other. And again, we ask that you would find favor in the things that we do, the things that we say, and the things that we are. So as we leave this place, it is our prayer that we would be a people that you are not ashamed to be called our God. And we just claim these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
And everyone is invited downstairs for our ice cream social fellowship time. And we are thankful for all of our seniors and for this time together. And please join us in the bulletins. You'll find the words printed for "Here I Am, Lord."